Hachette Audio presents The Coldest Girl in Cold Town. Written by Holly Black. Read by Christine Lakin. Dedication for Steve Berman, who inspired the story that inspired this novel. Chapter 1. Nothing can happen more beautiful than death. Walt Whitman. Tana woke lying in a bathtub. Her legs were drawn up, her cheek pressed against the cold metal of the faucet. A slow drip had soaked the fabric on her shoulder and wetted locks of her hair. The rest of her, including her clothes, was still completely dry, which was kind of a relief. Her neck felt stiff, her shoulders ached. She looked up dazedly at the ceiling, at the blots of mold grown into Rorschach patterns. For a moment, she felt completely disoriented. Then she scrambled up onto her knees, skin sliding on the enamel, and pushed aside the shower curtain. The sink was piled with plastic cups, beer bottles, and askew hand towels. Bright, buttery, late summer sunlight streamed in from a small window above the toilet, interrupted only by the swinging shadows made by the garland of garlic hung above it. A party. Right. She'd been at a sundown party. Ugh, she said, her fingers on the curtain to steady herself, popping three rings off the rod with her weight. Her temples throbbed dully. She remembered getting ready, putting on the jangling bracelets that still chimed together when she moved, and the steel-toed oxblood boots that took forever to lace and were mysteriously no longer on her feet.